Hey, everybody. Welcome to Trashy Divorces. It's our Wednesday Trashy Breakup Edition.
Thank you for joining us for this exploration of the maybe not married. My name is Stacy.
Hey, friends. I'm Alicia. We're excited you're with us today. Stacy, you've got our Trashy Breakup this week with a little bit of fake news that totally sounded believable.
Totally plausible fake satire tweet that went viral for reasons that make perfect sense.
Who are you bringing us this week?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, my.
Leo, slow down. You don't have to date everyone. Okay?
So you took it seriously when we talked about it always being Leo season.
He's not a Leo, though.
No, he's
just
Scorpio.
A Leo. Yeah. Hey, last week, a tweet that was intended as satire went viral saying, breaking, Leonardo DiCaprio's ex-girlfriend, Camila Morrone, details the, quote, worst date of my life with the actor. Quote, he rented out a whole cinema and made me watch every single Star Wars movie while he ran around with his lightsaber pretending to fight bad guys.
Did you also have mozzarella sticks, middle schooler? That's like middle schooler dream date.
It was, yeah, but it was like weirdly believable.
Sure.
Leo is kind of a, you could see him as a giant man baby in certain ways. Anyway. It's funny on several levels. Leo is notoriously private and press averse, but he has a bit of a reputation for embroiling himself with women like younger than 25 or so.
All right.
That was not particularly notable for a good chunk of his very public career. When he's 25 or so, who cares if he's dating a 20-year-old? Like, he is 47 years old today. Not today. Today's not his birthday. He's 47 years old, though. For the record, it appears that he and model actress Camila Morrone, who is not the ex, like, she's the one mentioned in the tweet, but they are apparently still together. They've been together since 2017. The Star Wars theater anecdote is entirely an invention, but for Trashy Breakups today, we're going to get into the long, long, long list of women who have been linked to Leonardo DiCaprio. Leo was born November 11, 1974,
Scorpio,
in Los Angeles, and he had a fairly unconventional childhood. His parents, his mom was a legal secretary. His father is an underground comics creator.
Yeah.
Distributor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They split up when he was a baby, but his dad moved in next door. Little Kanye Kim.
Interesting. Sitch going, setting the trend.
So Leo had the benefit of both parents close at hand. Eventually, he even had the benefit of a stepmother and stepbrother for much of his childhood.
Cool.
So this being Los Angeles, he found school less interesting than convincing his mother to take him to auditions, particularly after that stepbrother earned $50,000 for a TV commercial.
Whoa.
Yeah, in the 80s, I'm assuming. Like,
wait, guys. If I get this job, if I get a TV commercial, I have $50,000 and I can rent out the theater
and
watch Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Play with lightsabers and get all the mozzarella sticks we want. Ska!
So by the age of 14 or so, Leo himself was landing commercial spots, which was good. It helped him support his mom
from
a very early age.
And support the mozzarella stick habit.
By the early 90s, he was appearing in child and teen roles on television and in film. In 1992, no less than Bobby De Niro handpicked him for a leading role in this boy's life.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And you do have to admit the kid is photogenic.
He's photogenic.
Yeah.
It's very odd. He had some behavior issues on set throughout. He was once kicked off the set of Romper Room at the age of 5 or something.
What?
Because he was being disruptive.
His name was not in the magic mirror?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Like one of the directors of one of his early films like had to strictly mentor him to help him learn how to behave on set, whatever that means.
Okay.
All right. In 93, he appeared alongside Johnny Depp in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, which earned him a slew of awards nominations. And then from there, we're talking roles like The Basketball Diaries, Romeo and Juliet with Claire Danes, and of course, Titanic with Kate Winslet, who we talked about a few weeks ago.
All those famous morality plays, yes.
Yes. Titanic, of course, propelled both he and Kate Winslet to superstardom, just global immersive superstardom, and spawned something called Leomania for a while. I think it was a little too much for both of them. I think they both, that was as famous as they were ever going to be, and they never, ever, ever want to be that famous again.
That was a lot.
Who would? Yeah. We're going to switch over now to, from the biography, to an Australian Marie Claire piece by a writer named Katie Douglas, which helpfully collects the very long list of ladies. 10 or so have been Victoria's Secret models.
What?
If that gives any sense of where we're heading. Some of them were Victoria's Secret models after time with Leo. Sure. Sometimes it does look like he was just like going to Victoria's Secret's event to...
He knows how to pick them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so the very long list of ladies that our budding superstar has been linked with by date. Thank you, Katie Douglas, for doing this spade work. Back in 1994, the 19-20-year-old was linked to model Bridget Hall.
Okay.
Born 1977. And the two were seen together around New York. Their time together came to an end when, according to the UK's The Sun, Bridget found their, quote, night of love less than stellar.
Oh.
Oh. That's okay. Basketball Diaries co-star Brittany Daniel, born 1976, was making her film debut with him, so why not a little off-screen time together, too?
Fantastic.
Then there was supermodel Naomi Campbell, born 1970, in 1995, and while the romance was not apparently long-lived, the pair have been friends ever since and seem to routinely hang out on vacation and such. There was a 2015 Instagram post where rapper 50 Cent was trying to, you know, post his selfie with Naomi Campbell, and Leo DiCaprio is notably a few feet behind them, and he captioned it, "I get photobombed by the hottest people in the world."
That's great.
1996-97, he spent a year or so dating actress and model Kristen Zhang, born 1974, but she ultimately dumped him, tiring of his group of guy friends, whom a friend of hers described in the press as model hounds. Sounds fun.
That is quite a label.
Yeah, they were kind of always hanging around, and she really wanted her then 23-year-old boyfriend to grow up a little and maybe separate from his boys. Didn't happen. Do not worry for Leo's heart, because Danish supermodel Helena Christensen, born 1968, was there to pick up the pieces.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
With him, although yeah. It doesn't seem like their relationship was ever particularly serious.
But it sure was pretty.
Let's meet actress and supermodel Amber Valletta, born 1974, who has graced the cover of Vogue 16 times in her career. It seems to have been more of a fling with Leo than anything else, and soon enough, Leo was linked to actress and model Bijou Phillips.
Wow.
Born 1980, daughter of singer John Phillips, who would then go on apparently to move on with Elijah Wood, while Leo moved on allegedly with married Czech supermodel Eva Herzigova, born 1973. Us Weekly claims that there was a 2-month affair between Eva and Leo during her short marriage to Bon Jovi's drummer Tico Torres.
Wow.
That marriage ended in 1998.
There's a lot going on.
Are you seeing why?
Leo, who keeps track of your social calendar, man?
Like, when did you even have time to work?
I have no idea.
All right. So this seems like a decent spot to pause for a break. And then we're going to come back and talk about some longer relationships that Leo did manage to put together over the course of, and how Leo is spending his time these days.
Fantastic. We'll see you on the flip, everybody.
Hey, Trash Pandas. Stacy here to share my latest take a mental breather from your day find, Two Dots. Two Dots is a free-to-download puzzle-based mobile game where you connect dots in relaxing puzzles while unlocking levels and collecting treasure and prizes along the way. Connect at least 2 adjacent dots of the same color to make a move, and remember, dots can connect horizontally and vertically, but never, ever diagonally. And as engaging as the main puzzles are, there are also side quest game modes like the scavenger hunt, where you find hidden objects amidst riotously colorful art, and classic adventure game vibes in the arcade. Each fun and relaxing Two Dots puzzle offers a new gameplay experience, plus the chance to collect trophies, medals, and other souvenirs of your adventures. As you advance through the levels, you'll earn various power-ups and special dots with new effects, like erasing all dots of a certain color or clearing a row and column simultaneously, and the colorful visuals find the perfect balance between stimulating and soothing.
Two Dots is free to download, and you can play even when you're offline. Make it a party by challenging your friends on Facebook. If you're ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check them out at betterhelp.com/trashy.
Stacey, both you and I have benefited from therapy in our lives, and over the last couple years, I've appreciated my BetterHelp counselor so much.
Therapy can be a little like scheduled maintenance on your car, keeping everything serviced to prevent bigger issues down the road, or like the quick check you do before making a big road trip. Making sure those tires are inflated and your fluids are topped up is not that unlike strategizing with your therapist to make the most of something stressful like a job interview.
Think of therapy like routine maintenance for your emotional and mental wellness. It doesn't mean something's wrong, it means you're investing in yourself to keep your mind healthy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Why invest in everything else and not your mind?
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Trashy Divorces listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/trashy.
That's BetterHelp, BETTERHELP, betterhelp.com/trashy.
Okay, so Leo is evolving
relationships. Yeah, okay.
We got some that are going to last longer. Tell me about those.
Yeah, well, you know, the warp speed of all of this apparently got to be even too much for our young heartthrob, our heroic young heartthrob who definitely does not rent out theaters and run around with fake lightsabers. In the year 2000, he met model/activist/businesswoman/future wife of Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, born 1980. And they had a 5-year-long relationship.
Yeah, they were together a long time.
Yeah, it was pretty serious. In her 2019 memoir, Lessons, My Path to a Meaningful Life, she kind of talks about growing up during this period, and she started to experience panic attacks. So this prompted her, as people do, to make some lifestyle changes to kind of cut back on work and make her diet healthier, those sorts of things. She wrote, quote, "No longer numbing myself with smoking, drinking, and too much work, I was becoming more and more aware of things that I'd chosen not to look at. Was I alone in wanting to do some serious soul searching while he, Leo, stayed the same? In the end, unfortunately, the answer was yes."
Oh, she wanted to grow up a little.
She wanted to grow up a little.
And he did not.
There was absolutely no reason for him to do that, except unless he had wanted to stay with her, I guess. But anyway, she moved on. They split in 2005. At the end of 2006, she met Tom Brady. They married in 2009. They have 2 kids together. They've been together ever since.
Yeah, so that guy seems a little bit more focused.
A lot more focused.
Some goals. He's accomplished.
Also, he has a thing for jewelry. He's got a lot of rings.
The Howard Hughes of 2022.
There you go. No matter, though, there are always more fish in the sea of Leonardo DiCaprio. He was soon linked to Israeli model, TV host, actress, and entrepreneur. These women are very accomplished. Bar Raffaelli, I believe is how her name is pronounced. She was born in 1985.
All right.
This was on again, off again through about 2011. Like at one point they traveled to Israel together. He met the president of Israel. He visited her hometown and like, it was like intermittently
serious.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Dinner with the parents kind of.
President of Israel. Yeah. That's okay. I wonder if he likes mozzarella sticks.
We're going to get to that. He does. It's weird that you ironically went for an Italian, quasi-Italian thing. All right. During one of their off periods in 2009, he dated Russian-American model Ann Vyalitsina. I do hope that is pronounced correctly. Born 1986. So they're getting younger.
Okay.
But that seems not to have amounted to much. Again, he was dating Bar Raffaelli again after that. At the 2011 Cannes Film Festival, he met actress Blake Lively, born 1987.
Oh my.
They were an item for several months. The following year, he was linked to American model Erin Heatherton, born 1989. We are approaching a new decade. But they parted ways before the end of 2012, citing their work schedules keeping them apart too much.
Oh yeah, okay.
He spent 18 months or so dating German model Toni Garn, born 1992.
Oh, we've moved into the 90s.
Broken the barrier in 2013, 2014. Their breakup coincided with a media report about Leo leaving a Miami nightclub with every girl from the VIP section, about 20 in total, late one night. So that didn't work out. In 2015, he was spotted repeatedly with Rihanna, which everyone was apparently very excited about for a minute. She was born in 1988, so, you know.
A little regress.
But I don't think that ever got serious. I don't think there was ever any, like, statement of them as couples. I don't think they made it Insta official or anything.
Okay.
Slightly more serious, perhaps, was a few months he spent with actress and model Kelly Rohrbach, born 1990, the same year, but that also didn't end up going anywhere. They did attend some events together, and there are pictures of them together. In 2016, he met Irish model and TV presenter Laura Whitmore, born 1985, at an after party for something, and this was noticed in the British press. I guess they were, I don't know, spotted together. She seemed to kind of blow this off in a Hello Magazine piece, saying everyone was just having fun. There was a lot of dancing. I think by 2016, I think it was kind of well known that Leo is a guy you can have fun with, but don't expect much more.
Come and get your love. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, we're having fun, dancing in the moonlight.
2016 was a busy, busy year for Leonardo DiCaprio. Aside from dancing with an Irish beauty, there was also Danish model Nina Agdal, born 1992, who accompanied him on several trips, several vacation-y type things. And New Zealand model Georgia Fowler, born 1992, who had recently split from musician Harry Styles. Keeping to the Southern Hemisphere theme, the next woman on our list is another Kiwi model, Juliet Perkins, born 1998. Who literally may just have gone clubbing with him once in 2017. I acknowledge that any list of Leo's girlfriends is likely to both overstate and understate relationships.
Wow.
I mean, like, this poor woman was once seen, you know, leaving a nightclub with him and getting into a car. Like, oh.
So they're clearly they're a couple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, headed to Waffle House and, like, break out the rings. Anyway. This finally brings us to his current squeeze. Since 2017, model and actress Camila Morrone, born 1997, currently 24 years old. Her parents are both actors as well, and after they divorced when she was a kid, her mother was in a long relationship with Al Pacino, whom she considers her stepfather.
You are kidding.
I am not.
It's like this season is writing itself.
Really is. Her star, though, is seriously on the rise in Hollywood. She has a very meaty role in the forthcoming Reese Witherspoon production of the Taylor Jenkins Reid book, Daisy Jones and the Six, for Amazon Prime. And as you know, I am super excited about that project. It started filming last September.
Yeah, a lot of our trash pandas loved that book.
It was a great book. Assuming that Reese's production company doesn't completely botch it, I think that Camila Morrone is about to be very much a household name.
So. I trust Reese.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leo, of course, most recently appeared in Netflix's Don't Look Up, which filmed in Boston, where the pair were spotted shopping together at an Italian market.
For mozzie sticks!
Cannolis were the specific food mentioned, but yes, E! News quoted a source last year saying that Leo has cut back on time spent with his boys, and that he and Camila, more than 4 years in, are more coupley than they used to be.
Well, that's nice.
But that also he's getting more comfortable showing affection in public with her. He's, I guess, I don't know, man. Leo DiCaprio, I really think it was scarring to be Titanic famous as a 20, 21-year-old, whatever he was. All right, so the Star Wars theater lightsaber date story, fake.
False. Okay.
Fake story from a satire account. But given all that I've just dragged you through, it is it's pretty easy to understand how the entire internet could see that and be like, yeah, that checks out. Yep. Yep. That's Leo. So, hey, it's Leo season. I don't have a number of trash cans because honestly, I lost count of the number of women in this story. So it's all trashy. But
yeah, you took Leo season very seriously.
I didn't even dress for Leo season though.
Holy cat, Stacey, well done. That was a pretty trashy breakup ride.
I can't tell if he's a heartbreaker or if it's just ever not quite that serious. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Too many, Leo. Slow down.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of Trashy Breakups. We're going to be back with a remarkably well-timed episode
for the
of
weekend.
Trashy Divorces for you on Sunday. If you need more of us in the meantime, you can check us out at patreon.com/trashydivorces for early ad-free episodes. We're doing the Trashy Romanovs. Also, Stacey, tell everybody the bit.ly link where you can get some free episodes as well for Patreon if you need just a tiny amuse-bouche.
That is bit.ly/trashcandy.
Until we meet again, Trash Pandas, keep those hands clean.
And keep your hearts trashy.
Big love, y'all. See you Sunday.
Bye.
Bye. And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacey and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's store on Instagram. And definitely drop into Ratsy's store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacey and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.